AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A source tells the AP U.S. intelligence officials have determined Russian President Vladimir Putin is being misinformed by his advisors about Russian forces' performance in Ukraine. President Biden was asked about it at the White House.
Mr. President, what is the danger of Putin being left in the dark by his military advisors?
I'm reluctant to comment.
The UN Human Rights Chief says her office is looking into allegations some residents of the besieged Ukrainian city of Mariupol have been forcibly evacuated to areas controlled by Russian forces or to Russia itself. John Kirby at the Pentagon was asked about a Russian announcement of a scale back of troops in Kyiv and another city.
We have seen over the last 24 hours the repositioning of a small percentage of the troops that and the battalion tactical groups that Russia had arrayed against Kyiv, probably in the neighborhood of 20% of what they had.
Regional leaders say Russian forces pounded areas around Ukraine's capital and that other city overnight. President Biden is pushing Congress for more coronavirus funding, and he got a second booster shot. The president says Congress needs to act immediately to avoid shortages of vaccine, tests, and treatment.
They've helped save lives. This isn't partisan. It's medicine.
A day after federal regulators approved a fourth shot of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine for people over 50, President Biden got his latest booster dose.
Didn't hurt a bit, and I was able to roll my sleeve up.
Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says search and rescue teams have been deployed after a likely tornado hit the adjoining towns of Springdale and Johnson. Seven people were injured. Stocks are lower in late trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. Days before his own death, a Louisiana trooper told investigators about the night he held down a black driver, Ronald Green, and repeatedly bashed his head with a flashlight.
Chris Hollingsworth was first captured on body camera, boasting about the 2019 beating, blood from the victim on his uniform. Then when interrogated in 2020 by Louisiana State Police, the white trooper portrayed himself as the victim.
I was in fear that he was going to hurt myself.
Even as he was asked about the use of disproportionate force, including tasers and dragging Green by his ankle shackles.
I didn't know how serious the injuries were.
Troopers blamed Green's death on a car crash. No one's been charged. Hollingsworth died 6 days after the interrogation as he drove alone, 100 miles per hour on a road, sober, not wearing a seatbelt, and hit a guardrail. I'm Julie Walker.
NASA astronaut Mark Vandehei caught a Russian ride home to Earth after a U.S. record 355 days at the International Space Station. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. SpringHill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.